This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
My brothers and my sisters, every Muslim's ultimate goal and dream is none other than the highest part of Jannah. But the question is, how do we get there? You tell yourself, I need to change my life and be more consistent with my deen. So you start praying, watching lectures, and listening to the Quran. Your iman skyrockets. It goes through the roof. But then, my brothers and my sisters, before long, life gets in the way. Work deadlines pile up, family responsibilities take over, and your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts slipping once again. And then you ask yourself, why can't I stay consistent? What's wrong with me? The truth of the matter is, my brothers and my sisters, it's not your intentions that are the problem. It's the foundation that you're building on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells in the Quran about those who build on weak foundations. He says, أَفَمَنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ تَقْوَى مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانٍ خَيْرٌ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ أَمَّنْ أَسَّسَ بُنْيَانَهُ عَلَىٰ شَفَا جُرُفٍ هَارٍ فَانْهَارَ بِهِ. Is the one who laid the foundation of his building on piety of Allah and his good pleasure. Is it better, my brothers and my sisters, or he who laid the foundation of his building on the edge of a bank that is about to collapse? If your iman feels unstable, it is because you're trying to build your faith on shaky grounds. And like any house that has been built without a solid foundation, it is destined to collapse. Enter a garden and look at its trees. They are all living, standing on their trunks. But are they all the same? The answer is no. You will find that a tree standing with roots close to the surface is easy to uproot. Then you'll find another with deep roots that are hard to uproot. And another, my brothers and my sisters, with even deeper roots, making it impossible to uproot. It may be cut down or killed, but it cannot be uprooted. Similarly, my brothers and my sisters, your certainty is no different. A group of Muslims may all be living certainty, like all these living trees, but their firmness varies greatly. Their stability when faced with trials differs significantly. Also, these trees are not the same in terms of their fruitfulness. Some benefit only themselves, while others drop their fruits for other people and provide them with shade. Certainty is no different. Even a person with certainty, my brothers and my sisters, needs to water the tree of their faith so that it does not dry out or die. But instead, it grows, it bears fruit, benefits others, and extends its roots deeply. My brothers and my sisters, you may think that your iman, that your faith has become strong as a rock. However, what about the others around us? If we're able to defend ourselves and fortify our hearts from all of the doubts that come our way, what about the next generation? What about our kids, my brothers and my sisters? What about our neighbors who are constantly pelted with doubts, who are constantly bombarded with information that they just can't repel? What if I told you, my brothers and my sisters, there is a solution? The solution, seeking knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, he said in an authentic narration, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ طَرِيقٍ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. Whoever treads a path in seeking knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their path to paradise easy for him. Seeking knowledge, my brothers and my sisters, is the easiest, most reliable path to Jannah. And this is not just a theoretical concept. It is a tried and tested solution. Now you might be thinking, my brothers and my sisters, one of these three things: that seeking knowledge is only for scholars or students of knowledge. Many people think that you only learn about your religion if you're trying to become the next big mufti. You may think that I don't have time, my work, family, or location won't allow it. You may think to yourself, my brothers and my sisters, that I'm too old to start now. For years, that may have been the case, but not anymore, my brothers and my sisters. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, Taymiyyah Institute was designed to make foundational Islamic knowledge accessible to every single Muslim. Every Muslim, my brothers and my sisters, deserves the opportunity to learn about his religion, to learn about his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to learn about Allah, right? It shouldn't just be specific to students of knowledge or scholars. Everyone deserves this, my brothers and my sisters. And this is why, from the comfort of your home, at your own pace, and tailored to your busy life. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, أَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَدْوَمُهَا وَإِنْ قَلْ. The most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those that are most consistent, even if they are small. Here's what seeking knowledge, my brothers and my sisters, can do for you. It allows you to wake up every single day with a clear purpose in life and a deeper connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It breaks the cycle of starting and stopping, helping you build a solid foundation of iman that cannot be shaken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's will. It equips you to tackle doubts and challenges with confidence and clarity. But where does this strength and consistency come from, my brothers and my sisters? It comes from knowledge. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Say to them, are those who know equal to those who don't know? Indeed, only the people of intellect, they will understand. My brothers and my sisters, wallahi al-azim, I look through my Instagram a lot of the time, my brothers and my sisters, right? I say to myself, a bit of knowledge could have solved their problems. It's full, my brothers and my sisters, with people's hardships and difficulties and troubles that they have run into, right? A little bit of knowledge could have perhaps saved them from the situation. And as the doctors say, prevention is better than the cure. Over the years, my brothers and my sisters, I've had the privilege of traveling to different localities around the world, having studied with respectable scholars and individuals in places like Medina, Egypt, Yemen, and currently I'm in Riyadh. It's about the transformative curriculum I've developed over a decade of teaching experience that I want to share with every single one of you. This curriculum isn't just about delivering authentic Islamic knowledge. It's about addressing the real-life challenges Muslims face today and providing practical, timeless solutions rooted in the Quran and the Sunnah. This is why the slogan of Taymiyyah Institute, my brothers and my sisters, is connecting your classical knowledge with current affairs in a manner that all of us can easily digest. I want to ask you, my brothers and my sisters, are you praying Salah correctly? Do you know how and when to pay Zakat? Do you know how to perform Umrah? And are you familiar, my brothers and my sisters, with the rulings of fasting? And do you know, my brothers and my sisters, who the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was and the message that he came with? Do you know, my brothers and my sisters, how to fulfill your rights and the rights of others in marriage, family, and financial dealings? Can you teach your children how to navigate modern day challenges through the lens of Islam? The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said, طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم. Seeking knowledge is an obligation upon every single Muslim. My brothers and my sisters, why do you think he said that? Because simply you cannot live as a practicing Muslim without knowledge. I believe, my brothers and my sisters, you cannot function in this world. This very, very problematic world that we live in has become so degenerate. Except with knowledge, it is indeed impossible. He also mentioned, my brothers and my sisters, الدنيا ملعونة ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله وما والاه أو عالماً أو متعلماً. Indeed, this world is cursed and everything in it is cursed except for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what He, Allah Azza wa Jalla, likes of righteous deeds, a scholar or a student. And every single one of us deserves to become a student of Allah. Yet time and time again, we prioritize the dunya over the deen in our actions and wonder why we feel this way and when we are stuck. Now the decision, my brothers and my sisters, it is in your hands. Would you rather spend the next 20, 30 or 40 years in the same state, struggling to stay consistent in your deen, or dedicate just a small portion of your time seeking knowledge that will transform your life and the lives of those around you? My brothers and my sisters, I want to quickly share something that happened many, many years ago when I was still a young man, right? There was a gathering that I found myself in, and in this gathering, there were so many professionals, doctors, engineers, right? So they looked around to see who's going to lead the prayer. And eventually they agreed to put forth a doctor. My brothers and my sisters, this doctor, he began to lead the prayer, right? I think he was maybe around the age of 60 or 70. Subhanallah. As he began to lead the prayer, he began to read the Salat al-Dhuhr aloud. And then throughout the whole prayer, everyone is correcting him. And he doesn't understand why they're correcting him. Up until he finished, right? And then there was a bit of a situation right after the prayer. After having reached the age of 60 or 70, my brothers and my sisters, right? Not being equipped with the basics of my religion. Is that something that you would be pleased with? Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said, فَوَاللَّهِ لِأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمَرِ النِّعَمِ. By Allah, were Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide a single man through you, then this would be, my brothers and my sisters, better than a herd of red camels, like the Lamborghinis and the Bugattis that people chase after today. Guiding individual, right, is better than all of that. Here is what you can expect from us. practical and applicable knowledge. Learn different sciences of your religion, one's theology, fiqh, hadith, and other sciences in a way that is easier to understand and apply in your day-to-day life straight away. Step-by-step learning, no information overload. Our program ensures you implement what you learn step-by-step, taking you, inshallah ta'ala, from zero to hero. As well as that, you can gain access to our complete training program forever. Exclusively weekly group Q&A sessions hosted by myself to address your questions and unique challenges. All of this is available at an affordable monthly subscription plan. This curriculum was designed with your life in mind. It works around your schedule, not against it. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Rush and race to doing that which is good. Right now, my brothers and my sisters, you have the opportunity to take control of your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm here, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to tell you that you don't have to do it alone. We can do this collectively up until we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission, this could be the moment that changes everything for you. Click the button below to secure your spot today. I can't wait to see you on the inside, inshallah ta'ala. And until then, my brothers and my sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.